It is 4 p.m.
And it's time for your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. Luxembourg's Fédération Aéronautique Luxembourgeoise has urged for a balanced debate on the future of Findel Airport, warning that general aviation must not be sidelined. It stressed the sector's role in pilot training and expertise, called for better coordination with commercial flights, and supports reopening the Nertrange airfield to broader aviation use in future planning. Pirate MP Mark Gergen has said in conversation here at RTL this morning, where he argued that primary schools should be lifted into the national remit, called for paid leave during heatwaves and welcomed the recent tripartite package, while floating a cap on the index for high earners. Luxembourg authorities have introduced emergency measures to protect homeless people during the current severe heatwave. Support centres extend opening hours, reopened facilities like the one in Findel provided water, food and cooling spaces. Hundreds have already used these services as government and charities prepare for prolonged extreme temperatures affecting the most vulnerable. In international news, the death toll from the powerful twin earthquakes in Venezuela has now risen to 164, while more than 971 people were injured after the massive shocks collapsed entire buildings and sent people running in panic. Rescue workers and residents were seen clambering on piles of rubble in the hunt for survivors after the disaster that prompted leader Delcy Rodriguez to deliver a state of emergency. A three-year-old boy has died after becoming trapped in a car during extreme heat in the Paris region, with temperatures exceeding 40 degrees. This incident is the third such fatality in France this week, amid a record-breaking heatwave, raising concerns about child safety and the rising human toll of soaring temperatures nationwide. Ryanair will scrap its extra family seat fee after a UK regulatory probe into charges for parents sitting with children. The airline said it reluctantly aligned with industry practice while criticising regulators. The fee, around £8 per flight, had applied to parents travelling with children aged 2 to 11. E-commerce giant Amazon announced today an additional $13 billion investment by 2030 to expand its artificial intelligence footprint in India, months after declaring plans to invest more than $35 billion. Sports now, and Luxembourg City is once again organising a public viewing event at the Classy for the final phases of the Football World Cup, running from the 4th to the 19th of July. Food and drink stands will be available on site, and there will be DJs scheduled for the hour before each match, during halftime, and before any potential extra time. Returning England captain Ben Stokes was straight back into the fray as New Zealand skipper Tom Latham won the toss and elected to bat in the third and deciding test at Trent Bridge today. They are currently 180 for no wicket. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, there is a red weather warning in place for heat officially until tomorrow night, although it looks like temperatures are not going to be going down in the following days, so this will probably be extended. It is currently around 35 degrees and this could well rise up to 38 during this afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
Man, am I glad to be in this AC ventilator studio. Anyway, 7 minutes on the A1 between Zenningerberg and Munsbach. 6 minutes on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre. 9 to 10 currently on the N13 between Steinfurt and Dahlem. And lastly, our old friend the A3 towards Didelange is up to no good. 20 minutes worth of delay there already. 6 kilometers worth of tailback. 2 speed checks to be aware of this afternoon. One in Niederanven on the Route de Trèves. The other one in Riesenhof on the N27. For everything else and to stay up to date wherever you are, do check out today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
It's the Cribs now with Never the Same on RTL Today Radio. I've got more of that rocky good stuff coming your way too. 8 minutes past 4 p.m. on RTL Today Radio. I'm joined in the studio by Alina.
Wait a minute. It's so confusing.
You're not Alina. No. You're JB, aren't you?
I'm sorry.
People might now know you as Ballin' with JB.
Balling with Baker.
Balling with Baker.
Jeepster, the JB.
Jeepster.
I don't think I've ever had so many nicknames.
I know, John the Newsbreaker Baker.
Yeah, I like that one. I still like that one.
I do think that the Jeepster does make you sound like Jeeves, like a
Jeepster,
butler.
Yeah, it does a bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I could actually see a pencil mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, sir. You know, with this background music?
Yeah.
Because it gets a bit loungy in here when I put
Did you ever watch Jeeves and Wooster?
No, but
with Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. I used to live, when I lived in Manchester for university, I used to live with someone who had a very old soul.
Okay.
And he used to read the P.G. Woodhouse novels.
Oh, I've read loads
of them. And he said, they are uproariously funny.
Uproariously.
They're a great laugh, aren't they?
Yeah. Brilliant.
This might be the most English thing. This is not necessarily a reference that most will get. These are very British books, very British TV series. It's a very sort of John Cleese, Fawlty Towers sort of...
Sort of from the 1920s, 1930s?
Something like that. So it's classically, it's about as British as it gets.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to drill you a little bit, what's going on in the football world over the weekend?
Am I on the spot?
Right.
Oh my God, I haven't gone that
far
ahead.
I know that Norway and France are playing on Friday night, I think at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Guess who I'm rooting for in that one?
I presume France.
Have you lost your mind?
Well, would you support Norway? I thought it would be like a UK thing where you go like, no, anyone but Norway.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, like for us, for Scotland and stuff like that, we don't.
No, that's Denmark, mind you.
Denmark.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's the rivalry between Iceland and Denmark.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Good game that 9 o'clock as well.
I think
decent
so.
Hour.
Decent hour on a Friday night. Not too shabby.
Some of them are so bad. There's got some great games at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Which is so sad.
Did you catch the Scotland game last night at midnight?
No, of course not.
No, I didn't think so.
I was falling asleep on the couch at 8:30.
Ah, brutal.
In my own sweat. It's disgusting.
Me too.
That's on Friday. It's also Senegal against Iraq.
Yeah.
And then the Saturday morning, there's the early morning games. But then on Saturday night, Croatia, Ghana and Panama, England at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.